Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The tall ships return to Boston this weekend. Huge crowds are expected for the grand parade of sail on Saturday, when more than 50 ships will enter and then circle Boston Harbor. Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans says there will be tight security.
We'll also be having, like we have now, because of what's happening in London and other places, heavy machinery vehicles that will block access to the waterfront. That doesn't mean there's a threat. It's just a new tactic that we just want to make sure that the route is shut down.
There will also be strong police presence, undercover officers, and bag searches. For more on the security, we turn now to Massachusetts Undersecretary for Homeland Security Patrick McMurray. Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah.
So this event has, what I'm reading, the highest of all security levels, up there with the Super Bowl, even more security than was around the Boston Marathon. We just heard the police commissioner say there's no known threat. So why these precautions?
They have a methodology, and there's various points that go into it. It's the threat, the vulnerability, the type of venue. There's various venues, and this falls under, you know, whether it's in a stadium, open air, which ours is, Sail Boston, the size of the crowds, where there could be checkpoints and where there are vulnerable areas where there cannot be checkpoints. So this all falls within in the methodology of significance of national importance. If there's dignitaries, which there is, it's on land and sea. It's spread over a five-day period, the main day being Saturday. And after doing this analysis and methodology, they then report to us saying, listen, you have a complex event. We're willing to help you out. There is no known threat. So, you know, I want to ease the conscience of the public to say, listen, because of this rating, it should not fear anybody. It's just it's a tool that the feds are saying, you know, we're willing to help you out. And you're in charge, but we're here to help.
So this is basically a method that the feds use to assess risks. And because of all the factors going into this, including a potential threat, of which there's none, you say?
There is no known threat.
Was there ever any talk of canceling the event?
No.
So this event is a level one, a great security risk, the highest rating it can get from the federal government, compared with the Boston Marathon, which was a level two, which was the second highest. I'm just wondering, Commissioner Evans also, in the beginning of our conversation, you heard him say that recent events in Europe also weighed into this decision. So do you think that this level of security will be more likely in future events around Boston? I mean, if you're also taking into account things like vulnerability and other things, I mean, our geography is not going to change. So should we expect this in the future?
Well, it's a compliment to Boston because so many of these events want to occur here. People want to bring events to Boston. You know, we're one of the few states that have three SEER events in 1 year.
SEER meaning Special Event Assessment Rating, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. In 2017, there's three with the Sail Boston, and then, of course, the July 4th and the marathon. And off the top of my head, I'd say other than Washington, D.C., New York, and I don't think even California, we're the only one that has. And to put it in perspective, a level one, there's only, I believe, four other level ones out of the thousands and thousands of events in 2017.
And nothing will have changed regarding this after yesterday's shooting outside Washington, D.C.?
No, nothing has changed. You know, again, planning for this for several months, we've taken into account all the what-ifs.
You know, 3 million people, I believe, are expected at the event, thousands of public safety personnel. I mean, you think if folks are listening, I know you said you don't want to discourage anyone from attending, but how difficult might it be to get around in the waterfront? I mean, what are the big parking restrictions and road closures that will be happening, or is there a place where you think folks can go to learn about whether the roads that they may be traveling on or the parking places they may have expected to use might be affected?
I mean, that's a great question because the key thing is to communicate to the public. And I feel the host committee has done a great job in doing that. They set up a Sail Boston app that on your smartphone you download. Even I could do it. Normally I'd have to have my kids help me. It is amazing, and on it is, you know, any question that you think, and then everything that you just stated, if they just download this Sail Boston app, it'll really help them. And, you know, to answer the question about, it's great that this SEER event and, you know, the federal government helping out, but it's not, people should understand that it's a tool to help us. And would I allow my kids to go into this event? Yes, I would.
Well, Patrick McMurray, Undersecretary for Homeland Security in Massachusetts, thanks for being with us. Are you going to be out there this weekend?
Oh, absolutely, Deborah. Okay.